Hey everyone, welcome back to Vasper Today. I'm Alex, here with Sarah, and we're diving into some seriously game-changing database news from the last few days. Sarah, are you ready for a little AI, a little cloud, and maybe a sprinkle of skepticism?
Always, Alex. You know I love a good database drama. And this week it feels like everyone's trying to outdo each other with the next big thing. Where do we even start?
Let's kick off with Oracle's MySQL HeatWave 9.6. This is a big one. Oracle just rolled out seamless integration of generative AI and advanced analytics right inside MySQL. Imagine if you could tap into OpenAI or Google Gemini models directly from your database without exporting data or juggling a dozen tools.
Wait, so you're telling me developers can just talk to their database, ask it to run AI models and get answers back? No more data ping pong between platforms?
Exactly. You can run vector searches, machine learning, and real-time analytics all in one place. What's really happening here is Oracle's unifying transactional, analytical, and AI workloads. For MySQL users, that means less friction, faster insights, and a lot less technical debt.
Okay, but why should our listeners care? Isn't this just another shiny feature?
Here's why it matters. This is about democratizing AI. Developers who already know MySQL don't have to learn a whole new stack to build AI-powered apps. It's a huge productivity boost, and it lowers the barrier for smaller teams to get into advanced analytics and generative AI.
So, if you're a startup or even a big company, you can move faster, experiment more, and maybe even outpace the competition. Consider this perspective. The less time you spend wrangling data, the more time you spend building cool stuff.
Exactly. And speaking of democratizing AI, Microsoft just made a massive move with Copilot. Now, every Office 365 business user gets Copilot AI across their enterprise data at no extra cost.
Hold on, Alex. Free AI for everyone in the office? That sounds like chaos waiting to happen. Are we ready for every employee to start querying company data with natural language?
That's the challenge, right? On one hand, it streamlines workflows. Anyone can generate reports, analyze documents, or pull insights just by asking. But on the other hand, it puts pressure on organizations to train employees and tighten up data governance. You don't want sensitive info leaking because someone asked the wrong question.
Imagine if your intern accidentally pulls up the CEO's salary spreadsheet in front of the whole team. Yikes. But seriously, this could level the playing field for smaller businesses who can't afford big data teams.
Absolutely. The broader implication is that AI-driven decision-making is no longer just for tech giants. By making Copilot standard, Microsoft is accelerating AI adoption across industries in 2026. But it's a double-edged sword. Companies need to be proactive about security and training.
Speaking of AI, let's talk about vector databases. I feel like everyone's suddenly obsessed with vectors. What's the big deal?
Vector databases are foundational for modern AI. Instead of searching by keywords, they let you search by meaning and context. So if you ask a chatbot a question, it can actually understand what you mean, not just match words.
So it's like the difference between Googling best pizza and asking your foodie friend where to eat tonight. More context, better answers.
Exactly. And here's an interesting angle. Over 80% of new AI projects this year are demanding vector search capabilities. Major vendors and cloud providers are racing to add this support. By the end of 2026, if you're building anything AI-powered, vector databases are basically a must-have.
Why it matters. If you're a developer or a company, you need to rethink your data infrastructure fast. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind as AI gets smarter and more context-aware.
And as AI gets smarter, so do the threats. IBM just launched Secure Automated Backup for Hybrid Cloud, partnering with Cobalt Iron. This is all about protecting data across on-premises and multi-cloud environments, which is getting more complex as cyber threats ramp up.
Backup as a service, huh? So, no more late-night panic attacks for DBAs when something goes wrong?
Pretty much. It automates policy-driven backups, eliminates the need for on-prem infrastructure, and unifies data protection under one secure platform. For practitioners, that means less overhead, more resilience, and a lot more confidence in hybrid cloud setups.
Consider this. With regulations tightening and ransomware attacks on the rise, having automated secure backups isn't just nice to have, it's survival. Companies can't afford to wing it anymore.
Exactly. And speaking of making life easier for developers, IBM also just made their DB2 developer extension for Visual Studio Code generally available. This is a big deal for anyone who works with DB2.
Wait, so now you can browse schemas, get autocomplete, and run queries, all inside VS Code? No more bouncing between clunky tools?
That's right. It's all about streamlining SQL development and making DB2 more accessible, especially for modern agile teams. It boosts productivity and lowers the learning curve for new developers.
Why it matters? If you're a developer, you want tools that fit your workflow, not the other way around. This move shows IBM's serious about keeping DB2 relevant in 2026 and beyond.
So to sum up, databases are getting smarter, more secure, and way more developer-friendly. Whether you're building with AI, protecting your data, or just trying to keep up, this year is shaping up to be a turning point.
And if you're listening, ask yourself, is your data strategy keeping up, or are you still stuck in 2010? Let us know what you think. What's the biggest game changer for you?
That's it for this week on Vasper Today. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week with more tech news, more banter, and maybe a few more database puns.
You promise, Alex? Because I'm holding you to that. See you next time, everyone.